Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.
7:30 puck drop at the Scotiabank Saddledome tonight for the ninth and final meeting between Calgary and Winnipeg this season. Our Flames warm-up goes at 6:30. It's Steinberg, it's Will, and now the color voice of the Calgary Flames, Peter Loubardias, joins us as well. Hello, Lou. Happy Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Delightful Wednesday.
It's delightful in the Saddledome right now. I'm wearing gloves. It's this might be the coldest day of the year, the Saddledome.
Well, it's what you have to do, and for your sake, I wish there was a different way to give yourself a bit of a break from that very spot on game days, but you got to do what you got to do.
It's only going to get colder, Pat. I hate to tell you that. It's only going to get colder.
Yeah, the hotter it gets outside, the colder it's going to get in here. That's probably a fair way of putting it. Lou, we were talking a little bit about the situation the Flames are in and just kind of the scenario that they find themselves in going into the final six. What can the Flames learn in these final six games and knowing the spot that they're in?
Well, it's question with many lanes and many different answers. And coming up on the coach's winning roadmap, I tried to ask, and I did not try. I asked Darryl that right off the top and even kind of got to it with him in my last question. I don't know really, Pat, at this point, as we've discussed this week, what there is to learn outside of it's more reps. It's more time for Darryl to spend and evaluate and the organization to see how it fits so you can make the best choices going forward. That's where we're at, I believe. That's what the most important thing is. And I would add this that I haven't mentioned this week is when you run out of runway, and it's been a very difficult, challenging season, I think, in many ways, and for this team especially, and other teams too, is what are you going to get people when the runway and the chances of making the playoffs, which are virtually none now, what do you learn about people in their effort, how they practice, how they come to work when there is no carrot? Who still continues to do a great job and put in the work and invest? That, I think, more than anything, if you don't have the answers to that question, and I think, you know, people have a tendency, and I don't want to speak for others, we get our minds made up as humans, it can be very difficult to change people's minds. It really can. And I think one of the greatest things that we have witnessed recently with the Calgary Flames is the professionalism, the approach, the work, and then the results of Jacob Markstrom, who has done a better job of buckling down, dealing with the outside noise, I think dealing with the inside noise and expectation. What that guy has delivered is 10 out of the last 11 with two or less. That has been an absolute model work, commitment, perseverance to say, I had part of the year that just wasn't up to my standards, and this coach has come in, get it. Doesn't seem my best yet. We're not getting through the end of the year without me doing that. And it's been an absolute treat to watch. It really has.
Yeah. Well, and we were talking a little about, you know, when the Flames might transition their lineup and might put younger players into the lineup. But I do think that's important. I do think the one thing that you talked about that I think is really crucial is, well, this is not a good situation, and this is not a scenario that anybody wants to be in. So who leads the way and who goes out there and still goes about their business in that same fashion and in a professional manner and all that type of stuff? That's one of the really interesting things that I'm going to be watching for too here, Lou, in the final six games of the year.
But Pat and Will, to bring you in, my friend, because needless to say, I value your input greatly, is part of the theme this week is I think you have to be careful when you evaluate, when you assess, and what you assess. So there's so many different layers. And another layer, and I chatted with Daryl about this today, I asked him about Matthew Tkachuk. The one thing that we do, not we, that's unfair, but we analyze a lot game to game, day by day, because, you know, that's kind of the sports radio business. And that's, you know, we're always looking for a good hit and a good hit record and good topics of conversation. I think, well, and I don't know if you agree or if you don't, but there are just some seasons for certain players, certain people, you get in a rut. You can't get out of it, and then a reset. And the hard part in the evaluation is the body of work is always what matters. So, you know, you don't necessarily evaluate on a guy's career year or his worst year. I think the answer is usually with most guys, at a certain point, after you've had enough time, enough experience, and enough, you know, playoff exposure, that's kind of when you decide.
I mean, yeah, for me, it is a really, I've said this before, it's a really tough evaluation. And on the part about the rut, Lou, I think you're bang on, and I'm in 1,000% agreement with you. And I've said this about, you know, team losing streaks. Example, we just talked about the Winnipeg Jets in the last segment, right, and their 7-game losing streak. And some listening might say, oh, that's too convenient, or roll their eyes at it. But for me, you know, this season is so unique because you don't have a way to escape. You don't have a way to reset, to your point, Lou, or take a pause. You're either at the hotel room on the road, or you're in your house with your family, and you're in Matthew Tkachuk's case, you're probably alone in your downtown condo without anybody there. And it's hard to kind of take your mind off of whatever's struggling in your professional life. Maybe you got some struggles personally. There's a lot of things, and you know, you and I both know this, Lou, and Pat, you as well. I mean, you're stuck with your thoughts long enough, you're going to start to overthink things or think things differently, and you know, you start to question yourself more than anything. And I just keep going back to what you talk about all the time, Lou, whether it be the Western League or the NHL, the American Hockey League, when your confidence is high, you're probably playing a lot better. And right now, I think it is tough to hit that pause or reset on your confidence button if you're a guy like Matthew Tkachuk, and it makes it really hard to get out of that rut. It really does.
And in saying that, I think Matthew the last little while has played some really good hockey, and is definitely, you know, again, that's what I've said about Matthew too. When you're all in and you're committed, and yeah, does it feel brutal when it's not going well, when you haven't dealt with it? I don't think it can feel worse, but when you really care and you're really invested, you're going to get out too. And that's the part that you can't forget. And on the topic of the Jets, which I think is, you know, an even more interesting story right now than the Flames to illustrate what seasons can be like. So we were on this very hit maybe 3 weeks ago. You know, time goes by quickly and some days it feels like forever. But you guys asked me what I thought one of the greatest stories of the North Division was. And I said, the Winnipeg Jets, this year, with how the games are, the series, the type of format, I said, at that point, because they hadn't lost more than 2 in regulation. Fast forward, trust me, in the Manitoba capital, where I have a lot of friends and some great resources, Ken Weeb mostly, to deal with, but he's not the only one there. Kevin Sawyer, Dennis Bayak, lots of great people that I've known for a long time in Winnipeg. And I have the utmost respect for. So right now, the whole world has collapsed there. Can't figure it out. You know, why aren't our big guys playing better? It just shows you that they were kind of the last Mohican. And I don't even know why I just made that reference. It was the only thing that came to my mind. But every team was going to go through one of these stretches. The Jets just happened to be going through it right now.
What you talk about the big guns on that team. Peter Labardius is with us, joins us every day at this time. What are we seeing right now with Mark Scheifele, Lou?
Well, you know, Scheifele is an interesting story because I don't know if it's, he has 10 points in his last 14. I think the hardest part for Mark Scheifele this year, and also illustrates the division, is this is another all-in, all-hockey, all-the-time guy. And it's what makes this 28-year-old great. But who's he going up against in this division a lot of nights? Well, he has had some struggles against the Toronto Maple Leafs and against the Edmonton Oilers. And I think that's been hard for him. And if you think about who he was used to going up against in the Central, and there's great players in every division, but when you're getting those guys, you know, 9 and 10 times, that's a lot. That's a lot. And I also happen to think, and do I know Mark? Well, no, not really at all. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that Mark would also love to play in Beijing. And guys have time to think. And I don't care if it's what you and I do. I don't care what it is. It's a different situation, and Mark Scheifele and the Winnipeg Jets will be better for it because 19 times this year, Scheifele, you're getting a lot of McDavid, Draisaitl, and Austin Matthews and John Tavares. That's a load. That is an absolute, but, you know, I'd say this in the same vein with Matthew. Am I worried about Mark? For a second. Right now who's in a funk, and he's had an unbelievable season series against the Flames with 11 points, is Kyle Connor. Kyle Connor doesn't have a point or goal in 5, and in that stretch, he's -9. So, you know, you lose Ehlers, who I don't think, outside of his own market, probably got enough credit. He's been down. Now, it's great to see for the Jets, Adam Lowry, after a 4-game absence, he came back. That's going to make a huge difference for them in their strongest area, which is their forward depth and down the middle. But, you know, we today, Pat, at the rink, I thought, a very energized, up-tempoed Winnipeg Jets. And yeah. I listened to all their availability today. They're going to snap out here at some point. And the interesting thing, and I love listening to Paul Maurice, probably as much as any coach in the National Hockey League, it was a further illustration that while everybody's in the today's game and win tonight and get back on track mode, coaches think about way more things. And yes, does Paul want to go into the postseason on some ridiculous 12-game losing streak? No. But even in his lineup decisions tonight, what Paul Maurice is thinking about? One thing. Opening night, National Hockey League playoffs.
Yeah.
Between now and then, am I going to get my team ready? Whether they're good experiences, bad experiences, somewhere in between. Of those things channeled the right way make you better matters the most.
All right, Lou, we'll see you back here in a few hours for warm up, my friend. Have a great rest of your Wednesday afternoon.
Finally.
Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.